The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in South Carolina at my
sharks.
Home. Sharks, I know. You know what, Johnny? You have never come to visit, and this is a sore point with me.
Well, I mean,
it's the
I will.
Beach and I know it has water and sharks, but still.
Well, there are for sure like giant sharks everywhere. Like they will walk up on the beach to bite you, I'm sure.
No.
So that's part of the reason I don't come down. But also, like, I really want to make it special and be able to spend more than like a minute and a half down there.
No, yeah. We have to. We'll plan some time. You'll love it.
So you're in Kiowa. What's going on?
So Todd's been working a lot. He's working on a really cool project. And I thought, okay, I have a few days. I should come down to South Carolina and wedding plan with Mama Lipinski. So That's currently what I'm doing. And you know what is funny, Johnny?
What?
If anyone wants to get married, you need to have a very long engagement, is my advice. I had a year and a half, and I still it will be a year and a half engagement, and I still think it's not long enough. I don't know what people do. I don't know if like their moms book out in hopes that their daughter will be married next summer and book out venues, but everything is booked. So everything was starting to book up that I thought I wanted, and I was like, oh my goodness, like I'm gonna have no place to go. For rehearsal dinner, for a welcome party, for all these things. So I just decided to come out here, and my mom and I have been sort of zooming around and looking at places and sort of starting the process, which is, you know, no matter how calm you think you're going to be, you're not.
Well, I mean,
I am not calm at all.
You're also planning like the Olympics of weddings. Like you're going big. You're doing a full like huge thing. So, I mean, of course, it's going to be stressful. But as long as you keep yourself surrounded by your circle and everyone's got your back, I think you'll be okay.
Well, what's funny is I know that you probably, I know where you'll stay, but I wanted to get, I know you.
Don't so worry about me. I'll stay where I'm told to stay, but you worry
no,
about
I know you,
sure
but
you
anyway,
get your
and
little
I know
butt
the
down
situation
the aisle.
That I was thinking of that could be a possibility would not be your type of situation. So,
was it beachy?
You're welcome to it, but I've already excluded you because I know you probably would hate this idea.
Is it beachy? Is it shared bathrooms? Like, why do I hate it?
Yeah, because I want the wedding party, you know, all my bridesmaids to be in a huge house, you know, and come for, you know, like Monday to Sunday.
And just get shit-faced all week.
Yes, pretty much. And I want this to be like a really fun party. So I want to, I mean, how great would it be that they have this house, like a huge house out here, and you have a kitchen, you can cook, you can do whatever. But I figured you probably wouldn't like that type of living.
Well, you know, because things get weird with me at night. So like there has to be a door that closes. So even if I come on by, like I'll stay with you until 2 in the morning if I have to. But as long as there's, you know, an attractive taxi cab driver to take me home.
No.
I'm all good.
But you should have seen me. Today I walked into like one of the real estate places and I was like, so I need a house that holds 13 couples. And they're like, what? Like, where do you think you're going to find that?
Who the hell do you think you are?
My mom is just like overwhelmed with me because I'm so relaxed and I wait. And then I asked for impossible things. She just was like, I looked over and she was just shaking her head like, 13 couples in one home. Where do you get that? Oh, another thing, Johnny, is my mom is like a professional bike rider. And I don't mean like she doesn't suit up and she's not on the skinny bikes. She's on her beach cruiser. But she wakes up at 5:30 every morning and rides for 16 miles, which is about an hour and a half for us.
And for people that aren't aware of like what a beach cruiser is, to me, is that the one you can ride in the sand on with like the really big tires?
Yeah, they're regular bike almost, like as a kid, you know? Like it has the bigger wheels and it's not like
a banana seat.
skinny. I mean, we do love a good wicker basket. So those.
Oh, yeah.
Bikes,
I mean, why would you ride a professional bike? Like, why not have a fancy, pretty bike? But anyway, she had a run-in this summer while we were in Rio. Like, I'm surprised she's still, like, somebody followed mommy while she was bike riding.
I know.
In a car.
Very strange experience. But she does not care. She wants to keep going. And she said to me, like, when I got here, like, oh, do you want to go on a bike ride? I was like, yeah, it sounds like good exercise, so I'm up for it. And she's like, all right, be up at 5:30. And I was like, really? Like, are we really doing 5:30? And she has her reasons why it has to be 5:30, which make no sense, but I just go along with it. So there I was this morning, like 5 hours of sleep, rolling out. And she's like chipper. She has her orange juice. She's ready to go. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into?
So how was the actual ride?
It was awesome.
What'd you wear?
So the great thing about Kiawah Island is they have all these bike paths and trails and, you know, it's on the water and you have all the marshland and it's just like beautiful scenery. So when you're riding, you just go all over the island and we count it 16 miles.
That, you know what, that's terrifying. I can think of absolutely very little that's worse than a 16-mile bike ride.
I mean, we chat, so that helps.
Oh, good.
I
so it's not like
to our
hard
podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
riding.
It's not hardcore like Tour de France sort of bike riding. It's just like get up, get out, and do something
exactly.
Kind of bike riding. Let's have a girls' chat.
Exactly, Johnny. You know what I want to ask you? What's your mom like with technology and phones?
Do you remember that Amy Schumer skit that I showed you?
Yes.
Where, you know, Amy Schumer's mom comes in and can't use her computer, and it just really, like, they're in a therapy session, and it's really funny. Everyone, you should YouTube search Amy Schumer mom computer. It's hilarious. And that really is my mom, but my father actually is worse. I got him an iPad this week. And you know me, like, I'm terrible at technology. I can't do it. My dad got one this week, and, the font has to be, like, size 36 so that he can see it.
You have to scroll down just to read one sentence.
Oh, yeah. Like, he made a frosty mug of Pepsi and put the Pepsi on top of the iPad. Like, it just, technology isn't for us, you know, village bumpkins, and
my
family.
No, my parents are bad. I mean, my dad still has a flip phone.
See, I was thinking how much I missed a flip phone. I love the satisfying when you close it.
Well, the funny thing with him, I mean, he does have an iPhone, but I still think it's funny that he still has one phone. Like, his work phone is his iPhone, but he still has his personal phone, which is a flip phone. And I remember a while ago, I would text him, and I would get one-word answers. Like, and I thought it was really rude. I was like, does my father hate me? It would be like, yes, no. You know, just like,
well, it just takes so long to click through all those letters.
I was like, but yeah, he had to go through, like, A, B, 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 B.
Yes.
So, like, it's like text on a flip phone, which was terrible. But my mom is really, really bad. Like, she's okay at texting. She loves a good Bitmoji. And when she likes something and she remembers it, but she forgets how to do everything on the phone, which is so frustrating. She won't even listen to the podcast because she does. I'm like, Mom, it's right here. Like, all you have to do is press that little button and it downloads. Has no, like, just doesn't listen.
She doesn't have time. Mommy has to wake up early for her bike ride. She does not have time to go searching through the phone for your podcast. Mommy doesn't care.
What's
Mommy gave up
doing?
All of her life so that you could be a success. Let mommy have her day
you.
In the sun.
Mommy only knows how to ride bikes.
So Mommy only enjoys riding bikes.
That's
so
her only source of fun.
I wanted to go to New York last weekend because I just needed a little bit of a rest. And after the move, like, I just wanted to go and, like, tie one on and have some fun and go shopping and do my whole thing. I had full panic attack the first morning that I was there. Like,
why?
I don't know. Like, I arrived sort of in the afternoon on Friday and I was getting ready and, like, my hotel, like, I always stay in the same place in the city, and they upgraded me, like, full presidential suite. I felt very fancy. I had a great
awesome.
Outfit. Yeah, I mean,
it never
was
happens to me.
Well,
it's more like reverse.
What?
Like, oh, I'm sorry, your room is taken. We can give you the room by the electrical room. You can share half of it.
I hope you like the sound of an ice machine, because that's what we can offer you.
What happened?
No, so everything was awesome, and I went out. I had Well, at dinner, I was wasted before I even sat down to dinner because I hadn't had a drink in a while. And also, like, they made us wait an exceedingly long time. This is why I like going to the same place all the time, every time, and not exploring, because I like to know that I'm going to be treated well. Like, mommy loves corner booth and to be treated well. And
yep. Like a Cheers moment.
Yeah.
You like, know like, the people. They take
I want, like,
people.
A little gold placard in my booth when I'm old and I go to the same restaurant every Friday night. I want a gold placard that says, this is Johnny's seat. Get the hell out of it. So we went to a new place with Jackie and a few more friends. And, you know, we had to wait a while. So I had a glass and a half of wine and I was, you know, two
wasted.
Sheets to the wind, wasted. So I sat down. I had like a spoonful of truffle pasta. Then, you know, we went out for some light dancing at Provocateur, the only club I go to in New York City. And then I went home and went to sleep and I woke up and I just had a full panic attack. And I was like, I have to leave. I was supposed to stay the whole weekend. So I got up, packed, and in 10 minutes I was in my car and I'm like, I'm leaving. I can't do this right now. I'm going through some emotional things right now.
I don't I'm not
know.
With you.
Sure. I think that's why. Luckily, we have a couple weeks until that happens. But like I zoomed right home and I sat on the couch and I watched Narcos with the puppy for the rest of the weekend. I just couldn't handle it.
I feel like that's your new show.
It is. Like, it's Pablo Escobar, which isn't a usual topic that I would go to. And, like, not super interested in drug trade or anything. But it is fascinating, this show. It's on Netflix. I've gone through almost both seasons in just a week. So I'm really obsessed with it. Do you have, like, a fall show that you're into?
Johnny, I'm still on Lost, season 5.
Still.
When it comes to TV, that's what I'm watching.
You know what? The only thing I really liked about Lost was the Korean couple.
Sun and Jin.
They were fantastic.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, I really don't want to get into it because it's so dated, but really loving me some Lost. And I have a feeling when it's over, I'm going to go through like that withdrawal of those people being in my life. Like, I am the type of person that's like riding my bike this morning and thinking, I wonder what happens to Sun. You know, like, I wonder what Sun's doing right now.
So, you know, last week, Will and Grace came back with like a special go vote sort of video. And I was a huge Will and Grace fan because, you know, not only because, but mainly because I'm a gay man. So I loved Will and Grace when they were on. And then for years later, I'd watch it every night for my come down before bed and like half an episode and then go to sleep. So,
how
you know, another fun thing.
I was going to ask, how's your week been? I feel like it's been slow like mine.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty boring, but it's actually given me some time to sort of plan out some things. And, you know, while I'm still young enough, I love the idea of seeing the world and figuring out where I want to go, what I want to do, who I want to see. And, you know, I have a great travel companion in you and I have a great travel companion in Jackie. And, you know, we always sit around and talk about like where we'd want to go. So I started planning a trip to Israel in the springtime. I've always wanted to go. I've heard they have beautiful beaches
here.
And beautiful men. And I just think it's the right time for me to go. Of course, Patty's kind of like, you're going to get bombed. But, you know, Israel, it's, you know, it's a hotbed for, you know, bombs and things to happen. But also, like, I was
beautiful.
Just in Ukraine and it's rough there. And, you know, you can't fully enjoy the world unless you see places that are, you know, a little bit dicey. Where do
I
you want to go
so
in the world?
I get so anxious when I think about traveling because I want to go everywhere and I'm afraid I'm not going to like be able to see every place that I want to see before I die.
Well, here, let me throw in a note to that. I think it's nice to want to see everywhere, but I also think that a lot of places will not meet expectations. Like, you have to be really selective on what you're in it for. Like, my dream trip is to go to Mongolia. And everyone I tell that is like, Johnny, you're going to hate that because you're real fancy. And I'm like, I'm not that fancy. Like, I love a wilderness Instagram shot.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? So, like, give me Mongolia. Give me Israel.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's so many places, though, that I want to go. Like, even if it's not, like, the most amazing experience, I feel like I still like to see places. Like, I went to Spain, and to be honest, Spain wasn't, like, my jam. Italy, Greece, but you know, it was beautiful, but I'm still glad I went. It just isn't some place that I think I'd go back to.
You need to go back to, yeah. And I mean, when we were in Rio, we were talking about all the places we want to see because we, you know, Todd Kapp hasn't traveled as much as you or I.
Right.
And, you know, the things that he would
want to
see for
the
first time. Yeah, he has to see everything. And you had discussed India, which to me, I'm not super into India, just because I've heard from a lot of people, like, it can be, you know, a rough trip. But you thought about going for one day and just seeing everything you had to see
exactly.
And then leaving.
I can do it quickly.
You can do a quick trip.
And then on to the next place. I mean, when I'm planning out my honeymoon, Johnny, it's so hard because I'm like, okay, so I wrote down all the places that we should go. Looks like we'll be gone for 4.5 months. You know?
I hope. Todd, thank God you can work from computer.
How am I going to pare this down?
But,
and then I'm like, oh, I can definitely take that city off. So we're good. We're for 4 months only.
Yeah. I mean, I want to share something with our listeners, though, in regards to travel, because Tara and I do a lot of weird stuff because we're strange people.
Yes.
And Tara and I love to match, as many of you know by watching us on television. We love matching our ensembles. When we're together too long, we start to talk like one another and use each other as, like, go-to words.
Yep.
We'll probably have matching husbands one day.
Yep.
At Todd Capretti, like, just have him look for clones of himself.
Exactly.
But Tara and I recently, like, we were looking for luggage so that we could have matching carry-ons when we go on the plane, because it's real chic to, like, have a squad now, isn't it?
Okay. So should we just go in and tell them what we did?
Yeah, I want to tell everyone, because we actually did a solid for everyone in discovering this brand. It's called Raiden. It's Raiden Luggage, R-A-D-E-N. And Tara and I were, like, looking online, and, like, we usually have go-tos, but we found this, and it was so beautiful. And Tara always has the problem, like, she's got an iPhone plus 7 Mophie cases so that she can recharge it
time. We have to surprise them with this. Hold on. Because this is incredible. We were looking for something that just looked very chic and beautiful and was lightweight, so you can pack a lot and rolled and did all the fancy things that a suitcase should do for you. And
beauty and four wheels are important to me.
Right.
Like, I'm sold on four wheels and beauty.
Exactly. And it came in beautiful colors. You could get matte. You could get shiny. And then guess what we found out? You can charge your phone in your suitcase.
Like, you can charge your iPad from this suitcase.
You can. Okay, the best part, so I used my suitcase this weekend to come here. It was the most incredible experience. Let me just tell you. Okay, so you get your suitcase, and then there's a little battery pack. You just turn it on, and then you literally just plug it into the wall, okay? And you go to your app, and it will tell you where you've traveled. It will tell you your local or your go-to airport and the weather. And then the best part is you know that we like to pack heavy. So I'm always concerned about the weight of a suitcase. So
right.
I usually have to, like, get a scale out and then weigh myself and then pick up the big heavy suitcase and then see what it is. All you have to do is lift the suitcase, and on your little app, it tells you 26 pounds.
You know what else I love about it, though? Like, 26 pounds, great. But you can be within 150 feet of the suitcase, and your app will tell you that it's within 150 feet. So if you're waiting at, like, the luggage carousel, it'll tell you it's just behind that horrible, like, plastic curtain ready to come out and greet you.
Or Johnny. Okay, so Johnny, you don't have this bad luck curse of luggage and flying, but I do. I carry the Lipinski baggage curse where it's always gone. And I swear, there's something so comforting knowing I did it, that you can look on your app and you're like, ah, the suitcase is under the plane.
It's under the plane.
It's within 150 feet of you. So, I don't know. And it looks so cool. I got the black mat. I know white.
I got white shiny, because that's kind of how I am, white and shiny. But I love how the suitcase looks. I mean, the tech stuff is awesome, and I decided on the suitcase with you, more for you to be able to charge your things. But for me, the sheer beauty of the suitcase, it's so awesome. It's lightweight, it's shiny, it's chic, it's beautiful.
It has a little case.
It
looks beautiful. Oh, you have to go to Raiden.com, and you will see what I'm talking about. It is gorgeous. But I just have to say, after traveling with it this weekend, being able to charge your phone, like, my phone died, and I literally could just put it into, I just hook it up, and there it goes, right back up to 100% while I'm waiting for my next flight. It was awesome.
And each battery has, like, enough juice in it to charge 5 times your devices. So it's pretty awesome. But because of Tara and I being Tara and I, we reached out directly to the company. And we're like, hey, we love your stuff. And
<We do. laughs>
and they decided to let us announce that there are new colors, Navy Matte and Hunter Matte. And we want you to go to their website, because there's a way that they can find out through, you know, the waves of the interweb that we sent you. And if
yes,
you go,
you have to go for us. Like, we want them to know that you're going because of us.
Yeah, and it's Raden, RADEN.com/TANJ. RADEN.com/TANDJ. And you can see the new colors. You can preview everything. You can see the ones we got. I got white. Tara got matte black. We're super chic, and we love our Raden.
I also say the light blue is very pretty. I just want to add that. I was very confused whether to go with light blue or the black. But
I hope one day they make gold. But anyway, that's enough about our new luggage. We'll be back after this.
Blockbuster Video, one of the largest video superstore chains in the country, offering you a blockbuster selection of over 10,000 videos in over 30 categories. And the membership's always free.
I want to tell you about my week. I, you know, it hasn't been that interesting, but
it was super boring.
It was super boring. Todd's been working a lot, and so I've been trying to diet because it's very hard, I realize, in a relationship to diet because he eats everything and doesn't gain a pound, and then you see someone snacking next to you, and you are like, well, I can do this too, and then you're like, let's go to dinner and have two glasses of wine, and then, like, when you have two glasses, you're like, oh, of course I can have the chocolate cake.
So, or you're two glasses, and you're like, I need to eat bread so that I have a balance.
Right. Like, it's healthy for me. So it's been great that I've been able to try to diet. But, you know, dieting is hard, and just eating salads and healthy things is, you know, not always fun. So sometimes I like to bake when I'm dieting. And I know that sounds crazy because I don't actually eat the goods.
What you make. Well, you probably, for the most part, you shouldn't eat what you make.
Well, I love giving them to friends and, you know, taking them in somewhere or having Todd eat them. So I made very, very good, supposedly, from the eaters that have tasted these things.
Who lied to you?
And I don't think they lied to me, Johnny. I don't. I know you wouldn't. So
I think people are scared of you.
No, you know what's funny?
And they
lie. I was so afraid that they lied to me that I took one of the cupcakes I made with me to South Carolina, and I was like, Mom, you've got to tell me. Because my mom would be like, oh, God, that's disgusting. But she said,
why are there eggshells in this?
So anyway, so I made pumpkin cinnamon rolls. There's a super easy recipe, which you just literally take, like, the crescent rolls, you lay it out, you put some pumpkin inside, brown sugar, and you like roll it up and you make the icing, and it was like really easy. And then I made these caramel apple cupcakes, and I was sold in the grocery store because I still am 12, and it gives you like the little icing pack where you cut the bottom off and then you stick it inside the cupcake and you can fill up the cupcake inside with the icing.
I love a hidden surprise in my cupcakes, I'll tell you that.
It was so much fun. I was so proud of all that I did. I didn't burn anything. Usually I can't bake anything or cook anything. Like, somehow timing always goes wrong. I burn down something. Like, it's just terrible. So this time it didn't happen. I was like, oh my goodness. I lay them out. Todd and I come, he comes home. Todd and I go to dinner, and I put Saran wrap on it, and I put the little toothpicks in it so it, like, didn't smush them. And I put them at the back of the oven. I come home, and Todd's like, we have a problem. I'm like, what? Dublin ate, out of the 12, he ate 9 of them. All of them. Wrapping paper, everything. The toothpicks, which then I, like, sat there for the next 3 days staring at him, wondering if he, like, punctured something.
Yeah.
Ate them all. All of my caramel cupcakes are gone. And I don't know how he did it because the platter stayed on the oven. So I just have this vision of him standing upright, like taking his paw and moving them closer to him so he could just shovel them in his mouth. But I was waiting for him to be sick. I mean, he's so big. He's probably
he's taller than you. Like, he has an easier time reaching the back of the oven than you do.
Oh, yes, he does. Anyways, that was my baking story, which is, you know, very depressing.
Well, I mean, I want to continue. Speaking of dogs and pumpkin, you know, and the fact that they stand up to eat. Toma does that sometimes. Like, I'll let him sit with me when I'm at the table and having coffee or whatever, and he'll, like, use his little paw to pull the butter dish or toast or whatever it is towards him. But, you know, he has issues with his, like, I guess they're glands that help sort of spray and scent things. It sounds disgusting, I know. Everyone probably knows what I'm talking about if they have a dog, but an anal gland. And he's so little, and he's had trouble since he was a puppy. And it's just, you know, he is a king, and he's perfect in every way, but he has this one little defect where, you know, sometimes they get a little bit sensitive and upset. So last night at like 11, I had to run him over to the emergency vet because I'm overprotective and stuff. And I mean, he probably could have waited until the morning, but he was just like a little bit uncomfortable, and I felt it. So I took him over, and I can't go in the room with him when he's having a procedure done because I don't want him to hate me because I'm making him go through this pain. But I'm sitting out in the lobby. I burst into tears because he was screaming bloody murder. And, you know, you know your child's voice. And I just couldn't handle it. So, I mean, we both had some puppy dramas. I'm glad Dubby's okay.
You had a rough night.
It was a rough night. But he in fact, is supposed to have more pumpkin in his diet, apparently, to help him with...
It's good for their stomachs.
It's good for their tummies, and it'll also help him, like, get rid of the stuff that's in there. I try not to inspect his anal glands, but you know, apparently this will help it.
Johnny, you know what I'm finding an issue, because we haven't really talked in between podcasts, and I realized today I have so much anxiety on this phone call that I feel like I'm talking twice as fast and needing to tell you every story because we haven't talked. Like, I don't know if this is going to work out. Like, now I have anxiety. I'm like, I have 40 minutes to tell you everything that we talk about usually, and I can't fit it all.
Well, here's the thing. If we talk to each other regularly during the week, maybe if we make up an extra, like, we know that on Mondays we do the podcast. Maybe if by Thursdays or something we have a conversation. But if we talk too much, then we'll have nothing for the podcast and nobody will listen to us.
Right.
I mean, we have literally billions of listeners. Like, we can't let them down.
Love you do that.
But speaking of billions of listeners, I have an issue that I want to put out there publicly.
Oh, so let me know. What
yeah,
is it?
I have 160-something thousand followers on Instagram. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will get like 1,500 or 1,700 likes on a picture, and I know that 160,000 something are seeing this thing. I don't know if it's an age thing or if people
I think that's how it goes, though, right? Not everyone.
I don't appreciate it.
You want 163,000 likes. I hear you.
Yeah, per picture. Because I'll look at some other people that, like, we know or whatever, and, you know, they will have more likes on some dumb photo that they've posted that I didn't even like. They'll have more likes than I do.
You're into the likes.
Oh, I try not to be, but you know how competitive we are. Like, yeah. I want every post of mine to beat the previous post of mine. I don't stand for this. So this weekend, I was like, you know what, Johnny? If they don't want it, don't give it to them. I purposely stayed off for the majority of the weekend social media because I wanted people to miss me. So social media has taken like a big part of my life that I found because like I wasn't wasting time like
looking,
finding a picture
and,
or like looking like, oh, I would look so pretty in front of that bush. Like, I wasn't doing that. I was just, like, liberated. And I was like, you know what? If they don't want to like it and only, like, 6 people out of 160-something thousand people are going to like this picture or video, I'm not going to give it to them. I'm not doing it. And I love everyone that follows me.
You're withholding it.
I'm withholding. Like, if you know, you can't – nobody's going to buy the cow if you give away the milk for free. So
I mean, social media is interesting. I feel like it started for me, like, a year and a half ago. I just said I'm, like – not because like when you first get Instagram, you're addicted. You're like, you're always checking, you're looking, like you're bored. That's what you do. And I realized I was looking and checking my phone so much. It just felt so odd to me that probably like a year and a half ago, I don't go on it. Like I will go on it and post. And then if I want to like scroll for a sec, I do, but I don't like spend as much time as I once was. And it just feels much better.
I mean,
it just feels like it takes up so much time. And if you think about it, like, it's kind of weird that you're just stalking people all day long.
It is weird. Like, oh, you're at that restaurant. I ate there once. Like, it's cool. Like, I do have fun with Instagram. I think it's great. I don't like that they took away the map thing, though, so I can't see all the places I've been because I, again, competitive with myself. I'm like, I have to go to that continent because I don't have enough check-ins there. But I just got really, really offended and annoyed by the fact that I have all these people that actually look and stalk my stuff but no one's liking anything. And I don't know. Yeah, we have to look into this.
No, they are. They're just probably busy and scrolling. And they're like, oh, that's an amazing picture.
No, I don't know. They're not appreciating the hard work that I put into. Like, I practice ice skating whenever I'm home. I practice ice skating at night. And I really make a point of, like, posting something, first of all, to show people that I'm still active. I'm still trying to work out. I'm still in shape. I try and do that. And I film my practices anyway so that I can, like, I don't work with a coach, so that I can watch my technique and fix it if it needs fixing. And I'll just post little snippets of videos and things. And people just, you know, they don't even care. So why follow me? It just made me very angry. I'm back on it now. Like, I've posted last night late to, like, apologize for being away because, you know, this is a torturous love story. Yeah. It's Sunday. Like, I'm about to go to bed. I kind of miss you all, but, like, start liking my things. Love me, damn it. Love me.
I want to be loved.
But, you know, something that I was doing in this very boring week, and I hope people have been enjoying this podcast because I just find that we just have nothing to talk about because we're so boring. We baked and played with the dogs. Like, what did we do? I started studying for the season. So there's a lot of skating that happens before it comes on TV. And what Tara and I have to do is really prepare. Like, we have to catch up on all the gossip because I try not to live in that skating world. Like, Tara and I have talked about it before where it's very post-traumatic stress, and to live in that world constantly is really hard. So we try and have a break from it in the summer. But then before the season starts, we have to, like, catch up on all the happenings and the events that happened in the summer, the competitions, what sort of drama there was in the skating world. And I watched a lot of skating this weekend, and I'm feeling really good about it. Yuzuru Hanyu, who won the Olympics in Sochi, was the first person to land a quad loop ever, and that happened over the weekend. How crazy.
That was pretty awesome.
So, like, before we even start working this year, like, history is already being made.
I agree.
And aren't you proud that it's a loop?
I've been watching some, too. I mean, quad loop, and, you know, I love a loop jump. But it's fun. I like the research sort of time. Like, I feel like when it gets to be fall, you know, skating season's coming, and I take out my little binder and my laptop, and I sit outside with Dublin, and we watch skating. I think Dublin by, like, December is like, I am over skating.
Dublin hates Tchaikovsky by December.
I do not want to listen to another Carmen. I mean, I wonder what. So that's the thing with skating. Like, the musical choices, somehow there's tons of music in the world, but everyone picks the same songs, and they just rotate every year. So it's hard for me, Johnny. You know this.
And me
about
too.
The music. After a while, I'm like, Firebird. Just retire Firebird completely. How many different skaters can be a bird?
How many different skaters can be a swan from Swan Lake? And I am like your old Russian grandmother. Like, I love a classic. Like, I love listening to Swan Lake from start to finish. But
but we hear it a lot.
We hear it a lot. But I think, you know what's funny? A few years ago, I was preparing for a tour, and I wanted to ask my fans via the internet when they were still, you know, corresponding with me via social media, but before they fell out of love. I asked them out of, like, these six musical choices, and they were good. Like, there was some Gaga, there was Sia on there, you know, like, all these great pop hits because, you know, I love to gyrate in the middle of the ice in Asia every summer. So it's my favorite thing. And I put one piece on just because it was funny to me to add it, because people always make such a big to-do about ice skating music and people always using Carmen or something classical. So I put Carmen on this list, and it won by a landslide to what people wanted me to skate to. Yeah, like, people don't care about Sam Smith or, you know, some Adele.
I want people skating to Adele and Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce.
That would be fun.
So that's a funny thing. But I do love preparing. But do you feel like in September, I remember before I started skating that I would get nervous when it started to get chilly out or when September happened because it was back to school time. I still have feelings, and maybe it's just because I haven't been out of it long enough, but I still get those, like, traumatic, like, oh, you haven't dieted enough, you need to do one more run through. Like, I have pure post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's hard for me to really know, though, because I was nervous all year. That anxiety just never left me. I would keep a bottle of Emmitrol with me at all times, you know, that anti-nausea stuff for kids. And I would trick my mind into thinking it was, like, curing my anxiety. But yes.
So medical dependencies at such a young age.
This is such a like winning endorsement to put your child into skating.
Yeah, but you know, it's awesome. But this time of year is like that crunch time, like right before finals, I'd assume, in like college, or if you're into that sort of thing. You know.
No, if you're into college.
If you're into like learning.
We weren't.
No, I was busy.
Mommy was so busy.
Mommy didn't even go to her high school graduation because she had a meeting in New York City.
I don't know. School, like, I loved school as I got older, but when I was young,
I just hated it. I hated school. I was a really little high school student, like 4'9".
Aww.
Like pretty much your size.
That's cute.
Well, not to like other high school kids. And I had braces and I was very, very pale because I lived in an ice rink if I wasn't at school. And just really didn't fit in. So I hated going, and I got called names and stuff. So I got bullied.
Oh, I wish I was there. I would have taken care of that.
Oh, I know you would have. Like,
could you imagine me and you, like, besties at high school?
I can't. We would have gotten kicked out. We would be. Can you imagine us, like, the tough kids in high school, like, giving people swirlies? Like, when you stick their heads in the toilet and flush it?
Oh, my goodness. No. That sounds terrible.
I feel like
I'm so scared of it. I mean, seriously, like if anyone were to come up to me and be like any way aggressive or like I'm going to think they're going to punch me, I mean, I would just like cower and fall on the ground and be like, don't.
Play
<I'm>
dead.
Oh, man. Well, Johnny, guess what?
What?
I think our time is up.
Oh, geez, it is up already.
How did that happen? See, this is what I'm telling you. We do nothing, but we have way too much to talk about.
I know. But you know what? We have to make people want it. Like, I've gone on this break from social media a little bit. We have to make people hungry for it. So let's leave them. Let's
okay.
just
we'll
leave them and make them listen.
Until next Wednesday.
Everyone, we are so thankful to all 622.7 billion of you that listen to this podcast, and especially to our three newcoming and only men that listen to this podcast. We love you, and we hope you're entertained. We have so much fun reaching out to you and talking to you about our, you know, mundane issues like Debbie eating cupcakes. But we hope to hear from you on all of our social media at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny, right in the comments section on iTunes. And we'll, you know, get back to you at a later date about whatever you have
we'll
to talk
write you.
About. Yes. But until next time,
Johnny.
Tara, I love you.
I love you too, Johnny. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.